Suppose because of a lot of services, we are not able to report regularly to our spiritual guides. And then we feel, am I properly connected or not? We feel insecure because of that. So is that insecurity favorable or unfavorable to bhakti? Yeah. There are different relationships which have different dynamics. So we have to find out, first of all, in our relationship with our spiritual guide, what is their expectation? Now, do they expect, maybe if they expect reports, how frequently is it? And if they expect it very frequently, then we should see that also as a service and do that. But if they're not, if they expect that, you can report to me periodically, but not very regularly, or you can report to me when any major events happen in your life, then that is also fine. We may feel the need to report, and that is also good. But we don't have to make that into another anxiety. Sometimes you're just preparing a report of what you have done. That may also help us to gain perspective. Okay, this is what I did, and maybe this we could have done better, and this was quite fulfilling. This is the area where I can serve more. I found that I could do this well. So that way, doing a periodic review of what we have done, that can help us to ourselves appreciate how we can serve better or where we could have served better. So in that sense, doing that is good. The nature of the mind is that, at least in the sadhaka stage, that it will find some reason or the other to keep us miserable. If I'm doing a lot of services, the mind will say, hey, you're not doing shastric study. If I start doing a lot of shastric study, you'll say, the mind will say, hey, what is the use of all becoming a scholar? We have to do some services. You're not doing services. If you're coming to the temple, the mind will say, hey, you're not taking care of your home responsibilities. You start doing taking care of the home responsibilities, ultimately this is material, this is temporary. Why don't you go to the temple? So the nature of the mind is it will always find some reason or the other and keep us miserable, keep us dissatisfied. So that's why it's good to have some overall plan for our life. That means, okay, this much time the plan may not, we may not be able to work on the plan in a microscopic way. If we try to microcontrol our life, that will also cause frustration. But overall pattern we have, okay, this much time I'm going to spend for this activity, this much time for this activity. And overall, if we go a little bit off track, we bring ourselves back on track. So if we leave everything to the mind, okay, then it will always keep us restless and dissatisfied. So make a plan about how frequently we need to report, and then stick to that. Maybe a little back and forth is okay, but there's no need to let that become another anxiety. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj.